And we imagine the objects of refuge in the space in front. Take a little time while we're still just breathing into our bellies and opening up the body and relaxing the mind to just gently reflect on the reasons why we want to take refuge. Just even just for ourselves to find a calm inner peace. And freedom from ignorance. Freedom from the cyclic of existence. Recollecting on the urgency, not that we get neurotic or pushy about it, but just knowing that it takes constant attention. And that the ultimate goal is to recognize selflessness of self and others. And not just for me, but for all my loved ones, and knowing that every being has been a loved one at one point in my life, even the difficult ones. Then we do a form of a shamatha, you know, calm and abiding meditation, just focusing on the breath. And there's a few techniques. One of them is to, what we all know, you know, just our mind wanders, we bring our mind back. But then there's also, which I think takes a little more experience, when the mind, as the thought begins to arise, you just penetrate with that, with your awareness, and watch it dissolve. But I think in order to do that, you have to have generated some kind of sense of spaciousness between thoughts, so it's not just a steady stream of thoughts. But all these things we do in the morning will help that to come about more quickly. So whenever we meditate, if we can remember the posture and the breathing, and kind of the end result of that. So we'll just sit for a while, and done this before, and breathing in. we imagine we're breathing in the blessings of the Guru Deity. The blessing that empowers us to recognize thought when it arises, and to rest in the nature of mind. we can, breathing in, we breathe in the blessing, and breathing out, we let that go out through all the pores of our bodies. And so it's that same experience of filling the body up with light. In this case, it's bringing on the experience of total relaxation and protection, so that we can create that inner space, that inner leisure where thoughts come and go at a much slower pace, and there's a space between that we can rest in and expand. And if it helps, you can use Thich Nhat Hanh's technique. He has many different things he thinks when he breathes in and out, but there's one he says, I breathe in, I feel safe, and I breathe out, I feel love. So that that inner space we're creating is in the nature of relaxation and love, because we need to feel safe in order to relax. And we also have to accept ourselves just as we are and suspend any critical judgmental thoughts about ourselves. Forgetting to keep the posture open with the hollow body and lifting the rib cage, and all that's going on at the same time. Because for the energy to go out through the pores, it has to be in the whole body. So we're exhaling, we're imagining it going down the arms and legs and out the head and filling up the body with light and energy and brightness and happiness. So then we'll do the refuge prayers. I and all living beings, as extensive as space, from today on until the essence of enlightenment is achieved, take refuge in the glorious holy gurus, take refuge in the fully accomplished Buddhas, take refuge in the holy Dharma, take refuge in the Supreme Assembly. I take refuge in the Venerable Lady Waitara, the wish-fulfilling wheel, and the complete entourage of deities. I prostrate and take refuge in the Holy Guru and the three precious jewels. Please bestow your blessings on my mind's journey. I'll just keep going. In order to attain the fully accomplished state of a Buddha, for the sake of all living beings, I will enter into the sadhana of White Tower of the wish-fulfilling wheel. Prostrations. Gods and asuras with their crowns, bow down to your lotus feet. I prostrate to Mother Tara, the one who rescues from all needs. And the bodhicitta bow. I take refuge in the three jewels. I regret all my unwholesome deeds. I rejoice in the merit of all beings. I will hold bodhicitta until enlightenment. I take refuge until complete enlightenment in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. In order to fulfill the purpose of myself and others, I generate the mind of enlightenment. Having generated the mind of enlightenment, I invite all living beings as my guests. I will remain in this excellent conduct of the bodhisattvas. Thereby may I achieve the state of a Buddha in order to benefit all living beings. May all living beings be endowed with happiness and the causes of happiness. May all living beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all living beings be endowed with the happiness that is free from suffering. May all living beings remain in a state of equanimity, free of attachment for those they hold close and aversion for those they keep distant. Om so bhava shuddha sarva dharma so bhava shuddha. So then we go back to where we were before we were reciting. Feeling that hollow body that's radiating light and through the breathing in the refuge and generating and breathing out bodhicitta. And if you're able to rest in a space without thought, or even with thoughts moving, identify this kind of an energetic quality to mind. It's not like you're asleep, you know. It's just kind of, you know, they call it clarity or luminescence. It's just that part of the mind. It doesn't really, it just, you know, when you sit and look at mind, you're just not in a dark, void kind of thing. There's sort of an experience of energy there. You could almost call it light. And that's the clarity of our mind. And so when we're beginning to meditate on Mahamudra, or emptiness of mind, we have to identify that. And that is partly, when you do the hollow body, it kind of evolves from there, you know. That kind of spaciousness, kind of potential for anything to happen. And then there's the factor of awareness, you know, what's paying attention. And then we pay attention to the subject that's, you know, experiencing the hollow body and the clarity and awareness. Awareness of the hollow body and clarity. So we just kind of notice that agent. And if we can, just by looking at it, we can understand or feel or recognize that it's also in the nature of clarity, this energetic quality, that it's not separate. And that sort of allows you to let go into the experience of just pure clarity and awareness, where the experiencer and the experienced are just all in the nature of clarity and light and awareness. So it's kind of like if you feel that, you know, like you're the flashlight shining the light, you know, looking around your hollow body, you turn that light and shine it on the flashlight, and that flashlight disappears. Or another way of thinking about it is, if sensing myself, feeling this clarity and awareness in this hollow body is like the sun, you know, and the sun shining, rather than experiencing the sun shining, we're just shining. Because in actual fact, the sun isn't, it's just a mass of light, you know. It's just more intense atoms of light. So if we think of mind as just, you know, photons of light, or photons of mind, you know, atoms of mind that are in the nature of light, like light, then the sense of self is just a solidified, you know, more atoms, you know. So it can just become less of that, and just be light shining light, you know. Instead of, you know, being the flashlight that's shining the light, you're just the light. There's no flashlight, it's not shining on anything. It's just the light that it, by its own nature, shines. It doesn't have to do anything, it's just what it does. And if that's not enough, we go back to the Suchian experience of, okay, I'm watching my mind. What is the I? What is my? We've all done this. If I, my I was truly existent, where is it? It has to be somewhere. Feels like I own, you know, it's my body and it's my mind. So then it feels like it's separate. But if you check, how could it be separate? It means I could, you know, leave my body and mind, and my the agent would be somewhere else. So that's how you see it's just a mere illusion, that conglomeration of mind that feels, because it's there, because it happens, it feels like it's that, you know, the sun. But really the sun is just more light, it's just very concentrated light beams. That's all the eye is, concentrated mind beams. But it's not separate from, nor the same as, this eye, mind. The sense of eye that arises, it arises because there is a mind that's experiencing, that's all. And so, just work with that for a little while. And just let go. We're safe here. So then we return to recognizing that clarity, that energetic component of mind, nature of mind, and begin to entertain that, you know, everything we experience, appearances that come through the eyes and emotions that come from the mind and sounds and tastes, are all kind of solidifications of clarity. And so the more we can learn to rest without thought and begin to make that clarity clearer and clearer, then when those appearances arise, we begin to understand, and not just intellectually, but feel the clarity nature of them. And the grasping becomes less and less, even with strong attachment and anger. And this is what slowly chips away at ignorance. Kala Rinpoche once said that, because I don't recognize the clarity of my mind, I misperceive an other, an object. And because I can't recognize the emptiness of mind, the emptiness of self, I mean, I perceive an inherently existent self. And so it's these two. Clarity and emptiness are just the non-duality. They are the nature of mind, you know. They're not separate. Mind is empty and mind is clear. Mind is bright, mind is energetic, mind has the capacity to know and feel and so then we could say that what divine pride and clear appearance is the clear appearance is that clarity. The deity arises out of that clarity. And the divine pride is the recognition that the subject is empty. So if you can hold that experience of emptiness of self, you know, this the subject empty, the object clarity, both in the same nature, then you can recognize the deity. And that's the purpose of deity yoga, to help us recognize that those two things, which are actually one in one, is one experience. So then when we do the emptiness meditation, that's what we generate, and then allow the visualization arising in the clarity of the mind. So then, just to save time, I'm not going to read the whole thing. So we just arise from emptiness, from the syllable tam, palm comes a white lotus, and from ah, moon disc, on top of which is my own consciousness in the form of a white syllable tam. So, you know, if you haven't had the initiation, you can still meditate on clarity and awareness. And we didn't dissolve the front generation, so that's still there too. And so the lights go back, collect back. And we arise as a Vaitara. And we know the visualization, so just, it's good experience, just go through it on your own. Seeing if you can maintain that it's that clarity of mind. If it's not, doesn't come natural, then don't push it, because it will come. It just takes a lot of meditation. So my throat, my crown is a white om, my throat is a red ah, my heart a blue hum. But I think what we're doing here is we're seeing a moon disc is a tam, and in the heart of the tam is the hum. So it emanates the rays of light inviting from the wisdom beings, all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who come to the space in front of us, and they dissolve into the wisdom being, the actual Vaitara that will dissolve into the front generation and the self generation. So we'll do the mantras for that. Za hum bam ho. They become non-dual. So then you just imagine that the actual deity is residing within your mental continuum, body mind. And the actual deity is in the space in front of us. And then the rays of light emanate from thy heart again, inviting the initiation deities. And we make the request. Please bestow on me the initiation. Oh, I'm sorry. Tathagata Abhishekata Samaya Shriye. My body is filled, purifying all stains, and the excess nectar overflowing from my crown transforms into Buddha Amitabha. So again, we go back. Clear appearance, divine pride. So I think this is why Lama Tsongkhapa and Lama Yeshe say, you know, if we can, we just focus on that clarity and just know that that's white Tara. Feel that hollow body and just know that's in the nature of light, that's white Tara. Emanating bodhicitta, you know, just don't forget the feeling, the emotion, you know. There's this incredible, Lama Zofa uses the word non-objectifying compassion. Just like brilliant, you know, force of like, you know, like as powerful as a hurricane going out. This very intense compassion for all beings emanating out from our heart, filling our body with these powers that we're praying to receive: peace, increase, control, wrath, etc. So then we bless the offerings. Om Vajramrita Kandalayana Hanam Pe Onso Bhavashita Sova Dhamma Sova Vashita Ham. Out of emptiness, from 8 Om syllables appear spacious, extensive jewel vessels, inside of which the syllables Om transform into different offering substances, which are clear, unobstructed, and extensive in space. Om Agyam Ahum, Om Padyam Ahum, Om Pupe Ahum, Om Dupe Ahum, Om Alake Ahum, Om Gande Ahum, Om Nude Ahum, Om Shaka. Om Arya Chara Sapare Vare Argam Bhajam Pupe Dupe Aloke Gande Nude Shakra Prasisham. I prostrate to the Mother Tara, the liberator of beings from existence, the one who liberates from the 8 worldly fears with Tutara, freeing from illness with Ture, all the wisdom and activities of compassion of the extensive Buddhas, appearing in the form of the extremely beautiful goddess, bestowing longevity and supreme attainments to a great number of beings. I prostrate to the one who is extremely white and holds an upala in her hand. At the heart center of myself visualizes Aryatara as an 8-spoked wheel with a hub and 3 rims. At the center on a moon disk is my own mind as a white tom encircled by the mantra for increase. Om Chari Tu Chari Turi Mama Ayu Puni Jani Krishna Kuriye Soha. On the 8 spokes are the 8 syllables, Tari Tu Tari Turi Soha. On the inner rim, the vowels are placed counterclockwise. Om A A E E U U Ri Ri Li Li A L O O Om A Soha. On the middle rim, the consonants are arranged clockwise. Om kakakagana cha 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 jana cha 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 dana cha 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 dana pa 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 ma yavarlava sha sha saha sha saha. And on the outer rim is the mantra of the essence of dependent arising and arranged clockwise. Om ye dharma hetu prabhava hetu tishan tatagato hi avadat tishan chaya naroda edambari mahashamaniye soha. The seed syllable and all the letters of the mantras are in the nature of light. 2 drops of nectar stream forth from the letters. I guess we'll read this one now. At my crown is the Lord of the family, Lord Amitabha's, red in color, with one face and two arms, holding a golden vase filled with the nectar of immortality, in the gesture of meditative equipoise. Clad in silk and jeweled ornaments, he sits in the Vajrasana. He is adorned at the heart with the red syllable Kri, from which hook light rays of light emanate in all the ten directions, collecting all my life energies that have been robbed, stolen, or caused to be taken away, scattered by human and non-human beings, as well as the essence of the five great elements and the life, energies, and merits of all living beings, the brilliance and dignity of the three worlds, and so forth. All the wealth and goodness of existence and the blessings of the body, speech, and mind of the Guru, Buddhas, and Bodhisattvas are collected back in the form of nectars and rays of light and absorb into the vase in Amitabha's hands. By this absorption, white nectar overflows and enters into my crown opening, absorbing into the wheel, the mantra, and the seed syllable at my heart. From that, rays of nectar flow down, filling my entire body. My outer body is washed, accumulation of unwholesome imprints and obscurations, illnesses, disturbance, and obstacles of life are cleansed and purified, thus restoring my life, energies, merits, and broken vows and commitments, and I attain the city of immortality. You can either listen or read. Whatever you like to do. We'll keep going. Outside of myself is a white wheel made of space iron, with space inside like two hats joined together. The ten spokes above, below, and in the eight directions have very sharp points turning clockwise in extremely fast speed, thereby cutting into pieces all obstacles. Tongues of flames of light rays burn and swirl, and thus all disturbing forces are completely burnt, like feathers burnt in fire. Again, from the wheel and the mantras at my heart, rays of light, white rays emanating, fill my entire body, pacifying illness, disturbance, obscurations, unwholesome imprints, and all obstacles to life. The rays of light go out of the pores of my body and form a white circle of light outside of myself, bringing about the accomplishment of all peaceful activities. Yellow light rays emanate, filling my body, bringing about the increase of life, merit, wisdom, glories, riches, enjoyments, all Dharma realizations. The light radiates out and forms a yellow circle outside the white circle, bringing about the accomplishment of activities of increase. Red light rays emanate with the power and energy to bring the three worlds under my control. The light radiates out, forming the red circle outside of the yellow circle, bringing about the accomplishments of the activities of control. Dark blue rays emanate, endowing me with the power and energy to achieve all activities of destruction. The lights radiate out, forming a blue circle outside the red circle, bringing about the accomplishment of the activities of destruction that destroy all the obstacles and all unwholesome imprints that create the cause for future suffering. Then green rays of light emanate, with the power to achieve all enlightened activities, filling up my whole body and then radiating out to form a circle of green light, bringing about the accomplishments of all enlightened activities. And then the lavender rays of light emanate, bringing about stability of all these powers and attainments, filling up our body and then making the final circle, bringing about stability. These six circles are egg-shaped and one end of one single piece, very hard and strong and cannot be destroyed even by the winds at the end of existence. And all the space between each circle is filled with fresh, newly blossomed blue upala flowers, soft and tender. So then we take a moment to make sure we have the whole visualization. Myself, Tara, Amitabha's on my crown. Are in front of us on her crown. The six orbs of light inside the cone tent projection wheel. All in the nature of light, all in the nature of emptiness. Even what's perceiving it is in the nature of emptiness. And then we'll recite the mantra for about 10 minutes. But before we start, it's always good to re-energize bodhicitta motivation and maybe decide, you know, what visualization you'd like to work on during this next 10 minutes. We can either focus on the six orbs around us and pick one of those activities, or alternate all those activities. Or if we are more concerned about our health or the health of others, we can have the nectars flowing in from Amitayas, restoring our life energy, our merit, our vows and commitments, and our good health, the healing power of the elements. So we'll just say seven together, and then the rest we can do by ourselves. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Arhyam Puni Jana Pushtam Kuru Ye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Arhyam Puni Jana Pushtam Kuru Ye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Punni jana pushtim kuru ye soha. Om tare tu tare ture mama arya. Punni jana pushtim kuru ye soha. Om tare tu tare ture mama arya. Punni jana pushtim kuru ye soha. We keep going. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Arya Punni Jana Pushtim Kuru Ye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Arya Punni Jana Pushtim Kuru Ye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Arya Punni jana pushtim kuru ye soha. Om tare tu tare ture mama arya. Punni jana pushtim kuru ye soha. Om tare tu tare ture mama arya. Punni jana pushtim kuru ye soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama
jana pushtim kuru ye soha.
Om jari tu jari tu. So then just let your mind rest for a minute. Like, don't do anything at all, just like whatever comes, it's fine. And then we read the dedication on page 15. Through the merit collected by this practice, may I quickly attain the state of the wish-fulfilling wheel, and may I lead all living beings without exception to her state of enlightenment, thus dedicating the roots of merit. So then we'll take a break until 5 to 11. And just try to maintain a sense of the practice during the break.